Let us descend into the marrow of Neusatz, a city written in the iron calligraphy of railroads. Once, not so long ago, its veins ran with steel, tethering it to Vienna's grandeur, Budapest's rhythm, and Istanbul's whispers. It began humbly in the year 1883, when the passenger station opened, a portal for dreamers and drifters alike. But progress has always been insatiable, and as the 20th century loomed, commerce demanded its due. By 1916, a grand ambition had emerged in the form of a marshalling yard, sprawling and mercilessly efficient. It was here that Neusatz shed its provincial skin to become a hub of Austro-Hungarian purpose, a vital cog in the empire's restless machinery. But this was no ordinary yard. No, its skeleton bore the fingerprints of legends. In every rivet and lattice of iron, we glimpse whispers of Gustav Eiffel. While the man's shadow no longer walked the earth when the yard took shape, his designs lingered like an ancestral ghost. The trusses, so precise, spoke not of ornamentation, but of cold, unyielding practicality. Yet, isn't there beauty in such stark functionality? In the pragmatism of shadows cast by girders reaching into soot-stained skies, the roundhouse, a temple of steel and steam, still rises in defiance of time. Its 22 radial tracks unfurl like iron petals to embrace a central turntable, a machination of almost biblical precision. Imagine it. Locomotives, vast and breathing smoke, huddled beneath its canopy, no pillars to interrupt their slumber. The brilliance of its design needs no embellishment. This was craftsmanship born not from indulgence, but from the necessity to serve the relentless beasts of industry. The very bricks seem to grin knowingly, their cog-like motifs hinting at an understanding that they were shaping something far greater than the sum of their parts. And so, there it stood, an iron heart beating purpose into Neusatz. Every inch of its design whispered ambition, whispered toil. Beneath its canopy of steel, history gathered, quiet but persistent, waiting for the coming shadows of war and loss. The iron heart of Neusatz was not immune to the shadows of war. In the bleak winter of 1942, when the cold gripped the Pannonian Basin with an iron fist, the marshalling yard became more than just a hub for freight and industry. It became a stage for tragedy. Under the occupation of Hungarian forces, its skeletal framework witnessed scenes of brutality. Those rail lines, once arteries of commerce, now carried darker weights. Executions took place there, beneath the unyielding steel sky, silencing voices that sought escape, resistance, or simply survival. The bricks, the irons, the rivets, they do not forget. No matter how much rust creeps into the seams, the echoes of those days remain etched into every corner. And yet, like the city it served, the marshalling yard endured. After the war, as Europe attempted to rebuild its fractured self, the yard was resurrected once again to pulse with life. Goods poured in, sent to Central Europe as fields were replanted and cities sought to rise from ruins. But the world itself had shifted. Time had other directions. By the 1960s, as gleaming highways laced the landscape and the whisper of container ships rose, the yard's significance began to wane. The passenger station in the center of Neusatz grew modern and bustling, a monument to Yugoslav pragmatism, while the marshalling yard, set farther from sight, became a quiet laborer. Silent trains gathered rust where once iron beasts bellowed smoke. The turntables slowed their rotations until they, too, were little more than relics of a mechanical past. But still, beneath this veneer of stillness, the ghosts linger. Workers who trudged along its endless tracks, weary travelers who gripped the cold metal of freight cars, soldiers who marched to destinations they would never return from. All are stitched into the very fabric of this place. If one listens closely enough, perhaps those muted footsteps can still be heard, crossing the threshold between past and oblivion. The marshalling yard stands today as a battle line, where preservationists and the silent march of time confront each other daily. It is weary, this place, its iron ribs exposed to the elements, its brick skeleton slowly losing its mortar to wind and rain. And yet, it resists. Historians, engineers, and dreamers labor quietly within its shadow, piecing together records and sketches, documenting each rusted joint and sagging truss with an almost monastic devotion. Their hands fend off oblivion, hoping to etch their proof of significance into the ledger of history before entropy has the final word. Occasionally the yard awakens, for a moment, a heartbeat. Within that vast, echoing shell of the roundhouse, you'll find scattered sparks of life. An art installation draped over the soot-stained beams. Dancers moving to rhythms that the turntables no longer turn to. A community theatre bringing its voices into a space once filled with the snarls of machinery. Each event is a flicker of light in what might otherwise be gathering darkness. A reminder that even histories wearied by time can wear new faces. But still, these are only moments set against the unresolved narrative of decay. The roundhouse may, for a single evening, resemble the cathedral it was likened to, but its crumbling bricks continue their slow surrender. The marshalling yard, at once preserved and forsaken, holds memories too numerous for even its iron frame to bear. It is a paradox, a monument caught between revival and neglect. Perhaps it is fitting. Neusatz itself mirrors this tug of war, a city that stirs with whispers of its past while restlessly shaping itself for the future. The marshalling yard is no longer the heart of Neusatz, but it remains its echo, a reminder of ambition, of industry, of the fleeting nature of purpose. The city's journey is etched here, not in grand, sweeping gestures, but in the quiet persistence of memory and the reluctant embrace of change. There are streets where time folds in on itself, rolling in waves too subtle for the eyes to catch. Zeleznichka Kolonia, the railway colony, is one such place. A modest crescent of red-tiled roofs and tired brick walls, where the brash thunder of freight trains once served as a lullaby to those who called it home. Here, you'll find houses with mismatched paint, chipped by the restless decades, their foundations wearing the echoes of coal smoke and industry. These were homes not for the wealthy or the ambitious, but for the hands that turned the iron wheels of Neusatz. The railway workers, the quiet architects of functionality, built more than homes. They built lives that hummed in rhythm with the marshalling yard itself. If those walls could speak, you might hear the laughter of children chasing shadows between rail cars, the soft curses of fathers mending boots by candlelight, and the rustling whispers of mothers coaxing restless infants to sleep. Simple lives held together by the same rivets and grit that stitched the marshalling yard to its purpose. The colony thrived on the hum of industry, life spilling from the station, swirling through these narrow streets like steam escaping a locomotive. And when the yard faltered, it was as though the colony faltered with it. But still they endured, even as the trains grew silent and the tracks turned to rust. Today, some of those weary houses remain, less a colony now, and more a scattering of glimpses into a life most of us will only imagine. They stand in defiance of time's passage, their walls warm with stubborn resilience, their windows portals into a world at once alien and familiar. Flickering televisions reflect against glass panes, and the faint aroma of stew drifts from corner kitchens. Here, amidst the decay of industry, is the quiet persistence of humanity, the delicate threads that bind Neusatz's history to those still breathing its air. One cannot help but wonder if, in the stillness of night, these quiet streets still long for the weight of passing trains, for the vitality their absence stole away. And perhaps that is the real legacy of the marshalling yard. Its ghost carried not within the skeleton of iron and brick, but within the people who have lived alongside its shadow. Lives shaped by its rise and fall, etched with its rhythms and silences, tethered to its purpose, even as its purpose dissolves. Neusatz is not merely a city of bricks and tracks, but of stories layered deep, whispering from every corner street and worn doorstep. And so, dear listener, remember, every city is more than its monuments, more than steel or stone. It lives through those who walk its streets, who linger in its quiet places, who carry its stories long after the echoes fade. And with that, our journey through Neusatz ends. Until we hear each other again, may the shadows of history guide you, not haunt you. Good night.